When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Wow, Matt, fellow adventurers. We're currently visiting the stables of Garzum the horse trader. And there's an alarm going. In the mist, we went there before to pick up Baroness, who slightly boosts your stats, who we'll be using until it becomes safe, until we get to a stage where using Stormgate won't immediately reveal our secret identity. On the whole, Starnguard Island thing, where everything is secrets and lies, and I don't even know how many different factions there are planning things, but there's a lot, and they are very, very stabby and burny and turn out to be snaky. In the midst of a long stretch of rolling meadows, nestled between two arms of thick forest at the northern edge of Thanevale, lies the farm of Garmsmen, whose reputation as the kingdom's greatest breeder and trainer of horses is both widely known and well earned. The tall, ruggy-looking bearded man, who many have said resembles a bear from certain angles, can always be found in and about his main series of corrals, haggling with prospective buyers and overseeing his regiment of expert trainers. His brother Thweb now operates a portion of their enterprise that supplies horses to the Tyson army, while Grassman spends his time outfitting the kingdom's growing adventurer population with fast and reliable mounts. Well, adventurers are willing to pay a premium. And with adventurers, you're not so worried about your horse suddenly getting killed. Because when horses join the army, well, that can happen. Because, you know, war. It gets messy. Especially when say, you're fighting goblins. Get very messy then, for all concerned. Alright, there's one of those claw-shaped standing stones there that they're the same as all the others. They're from an event a few years ago where you had to find all, 13, 16 of them. And then you'd get, and it would lead to you getting some special item or an upgrade. It was many years ago. Sure, if you look in the wiki, you'll probably find it. You'll probably find out about it, but I don't really remember anyway. Let's seek out Garzum. You find Garzum strolling down a narrow lane between two of his larger corrals, humming to himself as he admires the remarkable herd behind the fences. He bows deeply as you approach. The tall, ruggy-looking horse trader, who does indeed seem to resemble a bear from just the white angle, leans back against the fence and smiles. "Well, nice to see you again." "That's a fact," says Guardsman, smiling as if the greeting is a well-practiced one. "Looking for a horse, perhaps?" "I've always said four hooves will take you further than 2 feet, and I stand by it. I've got the finest around. How may I be of service to you?" "Well, I've already bought a horse, so I don't really need to do anything here. Just checking in. Bidding farewell." "Okay, now to the main part. Adventures for this location. A lurking danger. While speaking with Garson early one morning, at the edge of one of his large corrals, the horse trader repeatedly tells you several of his men have reported seeing goblins prowling the hills to the north of the farm. Well, let us begin. Embark." While speaking with Garson early one morning, at the edge of one of his larger corrals, the horse trader tells you that several of his men have repeatedly reported seeing goblins prowling the hills just north of the farm. "I can tell you that it brings me no measure of comfort to hear such things, and that's a fact," he says, shaking his head. "They're hulking about in the woods up that way, and I've a good hunch about the lair they might be haunting. No good will come of it, least of all for me." Garson tells you he's not only worried about the safety of his horses, but those who travel to his farm to purchase them. Admittedly, most of them can look after themselves. We're not with being adventurers and all, but I mean, presumably the clerks for the armies, they might. Presumably some of them are just, you know, regular clerks who, you know, the army does the fighting, they do the paperwork. Or they're retired and they're not retired to do the paperwork and they're not so good at the fighting anymore. But also it's the principle of the thing. But all isn't as dour as it seems, he says, smirking as he turns to you. "Fancy like someone like you would turn up now. I don't think you could have timed your arrival better. And that's a fact. Look, you might be able to help me." Before you can get a word in edgeways, Garson, sounding as if you've already accepted the task he's begun laying out, tells you about a cave in the woods north of his farm. "It's known as the Echoing Depths around here," he says, shrugging. "I don't know why it's called that, but that's a fact. But I'll be willing to wager you'll find the goblins there somewhere about." Barely able to conceal a wise smile, you ask Garsman if he's asking you to investigate the cave and deal with any possible denizens that might bring harm to his enterprise. Grinning broadly, the master trader nods emphatically. Yes, that's it. "If there's a lurking danger up that way, I've never wait around for it to grow bold and come down our way. That's most certainly a fact." Garson tells you he will pay you 1,000 gold upon the completion of the task. Well, let's get started. The look of the relief briefly passes over Garson's bearded face when you accept the task. He tells you he has no doubt you'll be able to take care of whatever may be lurking in and around the Echoing Depths. "Just report back to me when all has been settled," he says, momentarily casting his gaze northward. "Or whatever you do, be careful. There's no need for anyone to get themselves into a bad spot over this, and that's a fact." When you inquire about the location of the cave, Garson describes, in excruciating detail, the precise whereabouts of the nearby lair. "Not more than a mile from here," he says, frowning. "Much too close, in my opinion, on the matter needed. Much, much too close." Garson thanks you for accepting the task, I tells you, you'll have your gold waiting when you return to announce success of your mission. And I'll be gathering up what's owed just as soon as I attend this morning business, he says, signalling to one of his nearby trainers to be right over. Why do that? So I complete faith in you, my friend, now, if you will. A broad-shouldered man leaps up to the guardsman, pausing to acknowledge you with a cautious nod, for asking the horse trader to have a look at a particularly spirited stallion. You immediately note the man's nose is bloodied. In addition to a limp, he's clutching his white elbow. A spirited one's the ones we like best, says Garson, grinning as he pats the man on his shoulder. All right, good luck to you, Sir Croakington. Bring word to me as soon as you've something to tell. Keep safe. With that, Garson bids you farewell and heads off with the limping man towards the far end of the adjacent corral, leaving you alone to contemplate the adventure that now lies ahead. To reach the Echoing Depths, select the travel option from Garson and look for the cave under locations near Garson the Horse Trader. Alright, let's get going. Travel. Locations near Garson the Horse Trader, the Echoing Depths. This is another one of those clearable dungeons where you get a little tiny dungeon and every hour or so it refills. And each one's a little bit different. And you get a bit of loot at the end. Definitely a way to mix up any grinding you do. Because I think there's probably about a score of different ways to grind in this game. And I mean different ways to grind that actually give a halfway credible return. I mean, there is some incredibly low return areas, like just wandering around the murk. You could do that. You could have random encounters in Twithic. Those aren't that rewarding, although there is a couple of unique events that you'll definitely want to do at the start. You're standing in the midst of a small wooded area north of Garson Farm, the base of a tree-crowned hillock. Carved into the base of the lofty crag is a wide fissure that leads into a cave complex known as the Echoing Depths. Every so often you can hear what sounds like roar echoes in the darkness echoing beyond the depth. It's not yet cleared. If it's cleared, it'll tell you. You can put these on normal or scaled. If it's scaled, you get a teeny bit more experience and it's a bit more difficult. It only adjusts the melee weighting, not everything. The new type of tile-based dungeons will have mechanics to adjust everything. Yeah. But these, it's just the MR weighting that changes. But admittedly, the MR... The MR does determine how much damage you take, how much damage you receive, so it's very important. Alright, you can rest nearby, but I don't have to, I've just turned up into the cave. You're standing inside the broad fissure that leads in and out of the dark, twisting maze of caves known as Echoing Depths. Just ahead, to the north, the broad, sloping tunnel descends into a pall of gloom. Now and again, strange, distant echoes sound out of the surrounding darkness. Alright, I'm on the south side of the dungeon, and I'll just... It's a very large, rather mazy one. So I'll start by going, here's something. You instinctively draw yourself into a defensive stance as an overwhelming stench of decay subtly fills the passage. Seconds later, a massive wat's tail glides out of the darkness ahead. leaving in its wake a wide, sticky trail of slain. Well, not a goblin, but maybe they're hiding. Within the unsettling cacophony of sounds echoing throughout the tunnel, the fearless carnivore surges forward and attacks. What is a what snail? These giant snails, some as large as bears, generally feed upon the rotting remains of all manner of creatures. They can be found virtually anywhere, but tend to thrive in dark, damp places, more being snails and everything. These carnivorous scavengers are fearless and aggressive. Tales abound about giant what snails attacking, pursuing, and even devouring humans unfortunate enough to cross paths with them in the wild. That would be quite embarrassing to go to your grave and someone writes on your tombstone, eaten by a snail. But I mean, they're a really big snail, but still, probably rather be less embarrassing to kill by something like a bear or a goblin or an ogre. But a snail? Anyway, time to fight. The what snail surges forward and bites at you. The savage bite of your enemy tears into your flesh. The 7 damage, and it is slain. Oh, and 2 XP. You step back from the oozing carcass, the slain what scale, and properly jump over your gear. Then, after making certain no more of the giant creatures are lurking in the immediate vicinity, you once again set off on your way. Continuing to make my way west. Here's another what snail. Just fight that. Surges for the bite. I go into a battle wage. You got goo on me. I am angry. You are slain. 4 XP. You step back from the oozing carcass of the slain what snail and promptly check over your gear. Then, after making certain no more of the giant creatures are lurking in the immediate vicinity, you once again set off on your way. Right, there's up. Oh, here's another what snail. Just quick combat them now. Step back, 4 XP. I'm filling in a gap. Right, here comes the southwest corner. Another what snail. Combat, 2 XP. Oh, I just went north from there. Suddenly, you stumble upon the skeletal remains of a man in this section of the cave passage. A sizable assortment of items lies scattered nearby. Most of them are useless, but I'll take the stuff that sells for a bit of gold. Once you leave, it will vanish. Because, well, You don't want to save this stuff. It'll be a pig for no particular benefit. After concluding your search through the objects, you once again set off along the dark tunnel, hopeful you'll be able to avoid sharing the fate of the man whose days came to an end in this dark, gloomy lair. Now, was this man slain perhaps when this area did have goblins? But they've all been eaten by snails, I guess. Alright. Another what snail. Quick combat. 3 XP. I go away to the northwest corner now. Very mazy. Little square in the northwest corner. Filling that in. That's done.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now, quick combat, 4 XP. Keep going, keep going, keep going. Another what's now, quick combat, 2 XP. Is this one where I just have to keep wandering until we run out of snails? Suddenly, a small black stoppered earthenware bottle sits at the edge of this section of cave passage. Now and again, the opaque vessel seems to tremble slightly. I was a bit quiet for a bit because I put the microphone slightly out of position. Oh well, examine the bottle closely. You closely examine the bottle. Every now and again, usually when you're not looking directly at it, the stoppered vessel seems to tremble, wrestling slightly against the uneven floor of the cave passage. I assume there's something in this bottle. Maybe an angry scorpion. Or an elemental. Or a ghost. What does divination say? It succeeded. Apparently it's a ghost. Made me cough. 4 XP to divination. You channel your power of divination and immediately sense a faint aura of malevolence surrounding the strange bottle. Well then, we'll smash it then. Pick up the bottle. As you continue to reach down to take hold, reach across to take hold of the bottle, the black earthenware vessel begins rapidly and quite unnaturally. Teetering back and forth. You sense the vessel is about to topple over. Now, I could probably find a vessel around here to topple, but nah. Continue to reach for the bottle. You continue to reach to your teetering bottle, much to your increasing astonishment. The black vessel now begins rapidly and erratically spinning, its frenzied movement now a shadowy blur under the air. The glare of your fading light. Well, we started reaching, continue to reach. The bottle suddenly clashes to a stop and returns to its original upright position at the edge of the cave passage. Then, without warning, it shatters, scattering earthenware shards across the entire breadth of the tunnel. You draw yourself into a guarded stance as the bottle of mist rising up from the shattered remains. Cloud of mist rising up from the shattered remains of the bottle suddenly begins to assume a vaguely humanoid form. Within just a few moments, you find yourself facing the vaporous likeness of an armoured warrior. The misty figure draws back a sword of black fog and levels a strange weapon at you. Almost before you can react, the mist warrior silently surges forwards and attacks, brandishing his weapon with expert skill. It's a mist warrior. And soon it's just going to be a vague area of dampness. The mist warrior slashes at you with his sword of fog. Well, as an amphibian, Sir Croakington doesn't mind that at all. You gotta keep yourself nice and moisturised. Slashes and slashes and slain. Ah, nice chill sense of a dead mist warrior. 4 XP. A chilling howl echoes along the cave passage as the warrior of mist rapidly dissipates, leaving his wake only thin, dark trails of swirling vapour that are soon swallowed up by the surrounding gloom. Without warning, several bone-rattling jolts suddenly surge through you, leaving you momentarily breathless and disorientated. After nearly a minute, the lingering effects of the strange sensation quickly fade. 128 experience to general. That's quite a lot for a very quick event. Oh, and my stamina points have been fully restored. Alright, now I'm off to explore the northeast side. Another Wattsdale, quick combat, 4 XP. Another Wattsdale, white in the northeast corner, Smasher wallops it, 4 XP. Just filling in all the gaps. Little rectangle in the northwest corner, square just west of it. Another Wattsdale, quick combat. 2 XP this time. Get less XP because it's not scaled. Another cop watts down. Another 2 XP. Now filling in more of the middle bit. Watts down. Quick combat. Oh, I got into a battle wage. You're not as tasty as you seem to be. Yeah. Another watts now. Quick combat. And 2 XP. Suddenly, you stumble across the skeletal remains of a man in this section of the cave passage. A sizable assortment of items lie nearby, just it's a loot drop. Once you go, they vanish. After concluding your search of the objects, you once again set off along the dark tunnel. Hopeful to be able to avoid sharing the fate of the man whose days came to an end. This damp, gloomy lair. Just continuing to fill in the middle bit. What's now? This dungeon is so mazy that it doesn't. It's kind of hard to describe it. Describe the two-dimensional maze in a string of words. Or at least not without. It being, well, kind of tedious. Doesn't matter though. This isn't a shape, it's just how it is. It's just a random mesh of cave stuff. Alright, now just the southeast corner to go. Suddenly, you stumble upon the rotting remains of a man in this section of the cave passage. A sizable assortment of items lie scattered nearby. Alright, I'll take the good stuff. The rest will just disappear. Where will it disappear to? I'm not sure. Presumably, something will eat it. Yeah. I'm sure there's. Yeah, let's just say that. Something will eat it. Take what you want before leaving the location. Once you move, this treasure will vanish. After you search through the objects, you once again set off along the dark tunnel, hopeful you'll be able to avoid sharing the fate of the man, whose days came to an end in his damp, gloomy lair. Another Watts now. Quick combat for 4 XP. Watts now. Transmogrified into 2 XP. Suddenly, an eerie quiet gradually descends upon the echoing depths. Success! You successfully cleared the echoing depths. Please note, although you've managed to clear this dungeon, there may or may not be more left to discover here. You can, if you wish, continue to explore the echoing depths. The echoing depths will, after a time, reset itself, allowing you the opportunity to once again explore and clear it. And 64 experience to general as well. The end of a narrow, winding passage deep in the cave, you find a small, semicircular chamber filled with all manner of discarded objects. You're left to believe the items scattered here must have belonged to the unfortunate souls who entered this cave and never left. And there's some loot. It's generic loot. Just be selling it. Be selling it as soon as the episode is over, or maybe just before the next episode if I forget. Oh, an exceptional scale belt, and that's 6 stamina points. Oh, and 2 trinkets worth 4 gold. After making a thorough search of the chamber, you once again set off through the cave. Alright, now just to fill in any gaps there might be. Maybe there's another mist warrior to find. I want to be sure I've been to every square of the dungeon first, just in case there's something hiding. I think that's everything now. I've been in every single square of this cave, I'm pretty sure. You know, the squares that aren't, you know, solid rock. Because you can't go there, because there's rock in the way. Alright. Now to tell Garsman the horse trader that I didn't find any goblins there, but whatever, what was there is gone now. Admittedly, eventually something will come back, because caves are very handy. Very, very handy. So if there's a good cave, something will move in. But for the next small while, your horses and those who have come to buy them will be safe. Oh, I can quickly head to the cave entrance. Quickly make your way to cave entrance, suddenly. You reach the cave mouth and emerge from the damp gloom of the echoing depths into the bright, cheerful woodland that surrounds the dark lair. After taking several lungs full of the fresh, fragrant afternoon air, you set off for Garsum's farm, eager to report the success of your mission. Garsum is both pleased and startled when you relate to him the details of your excursion into the Echoing Depths. He listens intently, wincing several times, as you describe your encounters with the cave's numerous denizens. "What snails?" he gasps, a look of horror spread across his face. Broad bearded face. I can't imagine those things were lurking so close to us. We certainly don't need such things so near. Well done, my friend. Well done. Over a steaming mug of paleo, which you are readily able to determine has been cooked for far too long, Garsman pays you what you are promised. 1,000 gold tokens. Yeah, I wonder. There's probably other dominations of coins, but we just don't hear about them because honestly, it's not really that important. It might come as a surprise to you, Sir Crokerton, that even a fellow as affable as me can make his share of enemies. He says, the sudden, seemingly oddly timed admission catching you somewhat by surprise. Mostly, while I was in the horse trader's mind, but, well, some others too. In any event, I might be keen to acquire the services of someone like you at some point. You don't need to answer me now. Now, of course, but bear in mind, if you would. Still wondering what the famous horse breeder might be referring to, you casually nod, signalling your assent. He smiles and promptly refills your mug with even more of that bitter, scalding brew. There you are, he says, brimming. Now no more talk of caves or what snails. Have you time to spare? Good, follow me. I'd like to show you some horses. And that is the end of this adventure, a lurking danger. I get 1,024 experience to general, and 32 experience to all skills and powers. Now that's a lot of experience for such a short adventure. A short and quite easy adventure too. Have any new adventures been unlocked? Nope. If he has business to deal with, not yet. So, anything I can see? I've had a little look around Southern Tysa, and there's one place that's definitely worth having a visit, and that's the Lakeshore Tavern, which is one of those Titans of Tosa packages, where the players of the game played a rather large amount of money, so that they could have a custom made tavern all paleo tavern added to the game, where there would be stuff to do, items to get, and at least one adventure to go on. And there'd also be places where new stuff could happen in the future. And as well as these taverns, the people who bought these also got these gigantic statues of themselves. Well, their characters, who are usually, in a way, them. Anyhow, there's a lot going on in that Titans of Tosa Town. It's probably on the upper range of the Titans of Tosa Taverns for how much stuff there is to do, but they all have a lot to it. I'd say it's probably 2-3 episodes worth of stuff to do there. There'll be items to get, events to take place in, tavern games to win, lots of stuff to do. But I want that to start at the start of an episode, and then to finish at the finish of an episode, so you can go, all right, these are the episodes here. So for now, I will just go and... there isn't really a save point in Southern Tosa. Okay, I'm going to Talonus to save, and so next time we'll be going to the Lakeshore Tavern, and we'll just be exploring all the many, many things that you can do there, and in the monument that's right next to it. But until then, farewell, fellow adventurers.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.